The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. 40 degrees on the way up to a high of 56. My name is Dayton Kane. Rose Gray, our travel expert, is, well, traveling. Go figure. In for her, Andrea Pretorelli. Did I say it right?
You got it. Hey. You did.
All right. She is the manager of the Sheboygan office and Destination Weddings. That's an exciting title.
It is. I wear a couple hats here at Fox World Travel, so.
So you are the expert on destination weddings. If people have questions for that, this would be the week to call in, or maybe next too, right?
Yeah,
Rose
absolutely.
Is gone 2 weeks. I get you 2 weeks in a row.
You do, yeah. She's currently freezing in Phoenix right now. I think she thought she was getting a little warmer weather. I talked to her this morning, and I think it was a cool 46 degrees. Ooh. Or a high of 59 there today. So she was going to run to the store and get some sweatshirts that she left at home.
So. Crazy, because we're going to be 56, so she did not get warmer.
Close your ears, Rose, if you're listening.
Oh, my goodness. So, great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You are the expert, and we will take calls at 855-616-1620. If you want to find out about destination weddings or travel in any way, shape, or form, you can handle them, right, Andrea?
I sure can.
All right. And tell us a little bit about what's coming up because of you being the destination weddings manager. You've got a big event coming up.
We do. For the first time ever, we are actually doing a live Q&A. We're calling it Destination Love. And we are having a couple of our most recent wedding couples who have recently traveled in December, January, and February on with one of our specialists, one of our destination wedding specialists, Donna Crump. And she'll just be asking them some questions, getting some feedback, things that they would like those who are interested in destination weddings to know, things that they wish they would have known before getting into it, and just kind of their overall experience that they had when they went. And again, just some good tips and tricks for anybody who's considering it. And that is happening on March 23rd. At 6:30 p.m., if you go to our website at the foxworldtravel.com, at the top, if you click on resources, there is a vacation travel shows and events link, and right on there, you can see the March 23rd Destination Love. You can sign up right online. We would love to have you if that's something you're considering. A vow renewal would be something you could consider, too. If it was just the two of you, a big group, we handle it all.
So my wife, Tracy, and I did a vow renewal when we were in Mexico, and I was all set, going to be this romantic thing. We go down on the beach. The wind was blowing so hard that the sand was belting us. We lasted about 30 seconds. I'm like, yes, okay, good, let's go. So make sure, that would be a great webinar to sit in on because think of how many weddings you've gone to where you go to the church, you go to the reception, you go to the DJ, you do da-da-da-da. You know kind of what's involved in that. But how many destination weddings have you really been to? Probably not a ton. So if that's something you're considering, that would be a great option to look into.
For sure. And I actually had my own destination wedding in Jamaica in 2012. And I still tell people all the time, like, I was concerned I wasn't actually legally married because of how easy it was. I mean, truly, we just showed up. I mean, we had to pick a couple colors, cake flavor, where we wanted to be. But other than that, it was an absolute breeze. So if you are a real low maintenance wedding couple, don't really want to maybe have a big to do with, you know, with COVID still being a thing, this is definitely a much more intimate, unique kind of fun experience for those that you love, your friends and family to come along.
I've never been on a destination. My son swears when he gets married, that's what he's going to
do.
So I hope he does because I would love to do that because I've never been on one.
You get a vacation out of it too. You only have to go for one afternoon, be at the wedding, but you get to enjoy your week as well. So.
Exactly. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Andrea Pretorelli in from Fox World Travel to answer your questions. We do have a question regarding Las Vegas we're going to get to next on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
In for Rose this morning is Andrea Pretorelli. I said it right before we went on the air.
It's not that difficult. You got it.
Pretorelli. 42 degrees on the way up to a high of 56. My name is Dayton Kane, and we are taking your calls at 855-616-1620. Lee on the line with us. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good morning.
What's your question?
Quick question. When will nonstop flights Milwaukee to Cancun, Mexico resume? Nonstop meaning no stops between Milwaukee and Cancun, but stopping in Cancun so they can drop me off.
Well, they are actually happening right now. So typically the Milwaukee-Cancun flights are offered January, February, March. Usually it's Christmas through Easter is when that season happens. Apple Leisure Group, which is Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, they offer what we would consider charters January, February, March. So if that's what you're referring to, they are actually, they've been going January, February, and March of this year. If you're looking at next year, those typically are not the whole next year's schedule is typically released like in June or July of the previous year. So of this year, I'm thinking they're probably going to be releasing them sooner than that, just because they do know about the pent up demand for those who didn't get to take a trip this year. So I would say probably in the near future, I would be anticipating to see those sooner than June, which is what they've typically done in the last few years.
So you said this, I'm talking about air only, no
right.
accommodations. We have those.
Sure.
So Apple and who else did you say?
So Apple Vacations and Funjet Vacations, they're all owned under the same. Yeah, they offer those. They're calling them exclusive nonstop vacation flights. We've lovingly called them charters for the last several years. They
right.
offer those, and you can purchase those as air only. You don't have to bundle those in, but they are the only ones that offer those. In the past, Delta has offered Milwaukee Cancun
right.
flights on Saturdays.
Right.
And I know that they have been talking about bringing those back. They did not have those this year, but you would, if they do bring them back for 2022, you would have two options. You'd have the charters that Apple and Funjet offer. Delta hopefully will have theirs as well.
Right. Okay. Super. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
thanks,
absolutely.
Lee. Have a great weekend. Now let's get to that Las Vegas question. They want to know about the Mandalay Bay gambling tables and pool. What are we looking at there?
So my understanding for the Mandalay Bay is that the casinos and the pool, they are both open. The pool does have limited hours. Like most hotels in Vegas, they do have available cabanas that you can rent. And I believe that those are being offered right now as well. And the casino, again, best of my knowledge, is that they are kind of doing what most, you know, businesses are doing, strict protocol on social distancing. I've seen pictures. I don't know if it was this particular casino, but it was a casino in Vegas where they had, like, you know, if there was a big row of 15 machines, they had like every other one of them taped off.
Sure.
So you could, you know, that would obviously help with the social distancing. They're doing a lot of deep cleaning. Masks are required on any of the floors in any of the resorts in Las Vegas and all of their casinos as well. So they are open, just again, using normal COVID protocols.
855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. 855-616-1620. Andrea in for Rose this week. You are the manager of the Sheboygan office and destination weddings.
I am.
So do you get to go on some of these destination weddings to be like the coordinator?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that
man.
Is something that we just recently started offering. We have a couple different types of planning packages, but yes, there is one that if you want one of our wedding coordinators to go along with you and just be there in case your guests have concerns or issues or, you know, require anything different, they are there for all of that. They would help meet with the wedding couple, meet with the on-site wedding coordinator, kind of take care of it all. We usually guests on destination weddings, you know, in Mexico and Caribbean don't have a lot of requests. They're usually good laying on the beach for a couple of days, but we do have an option, yeah, that we would go along as well.
On those lines, we have a question here on the text line. It says, when you have a destination wedding, what must you do when you get back here to Wisconsin to record or recognize it? Steps both before and after the ceremony on foreign soil.
So it depends on where you get married. So, for example, when I got married in Jamaica, I did have a legal wedding in Jamaica. Super, super simple to legally get married there. When I got home, you do nothing. Again, it was kind of weird. Like, I didn't know that I was actually married. All I had to do was take my my marriage certificate, which comes a couple weeks after you return. And I brought that to the Social Security office to get my last name changed on my Social Security card, which you then use that to get driver's license changed, passport changed, and you just proceed like you normally do. You used to have to register, but now the state of Wisconsin doesn't even... like make you do that. So you are just married. You come home. But again, every destination is a little different. Oftentimes in Mexico, some of the smaller Caribbean islands that require more work, like Mexico requires you to have a blood test. They require you to be there a handful of days. You have to have the ceremony done in Spanish. So most people choose to not have a legal ceremony if there's a lot of requirements. And they'll just get married here first and then just have a symbolic ceremony there. But again, any of our wedding specialists could certainly kind of guide you through any requirements, legal, symbolic, depending on the destination that you might be interested in.
Andrea Pretorelli in for Rose Gray this morning on the Fox World Travel Show. 855-616-1620 is the number. Bruce and Laura on the lines. We'll get to them next on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, I'm Dayton Kane, 42 on the way up to a high of 56. In for Rose this morning is Andrea Pretorelli. She is with Fox World Travel and can answer all the same questions that Rose can answer, right?
Sure can.
Okay, making sure. We don't want to stump you. Maybe we will.
She's got a little bit more experience than I do, but I'll do my best.
Bruce from Milwaukee on with us this morning. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to WTMJ. What's your question?
Hi, I'm wondering, does Fox have a package for Nashville? Leaving Milwaukee to Nashville?
So if you're, we do have some escorted group tours that we offer. We don't have any of those to Nashville, but we are more than happy to custom build pretty much anything and everything that you could think of for any destination. So yeah, definitely we could do a bundle with air, hotel, car rental, anything that you might want to do. Nashville is definitely becoming a more requested city for us for domestic travel the last couple months. So yeah, definitely our agents are very well-versed in some of the more popular areas to be in, some hotel recommendations that they would have. So you can certainly give any of them a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO, or you can do a live chat on our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. Give them just some basic details where you're looking to go, what type of accommodations, and we could certainly help put something together for you.
Yeah, we were there a couple of years ago. We stayed at the Omni, which is pretty pricey.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think about something that maybe a little bit more affordable, but we wanted to stay downtown, but maybe take a trip out to the Opry or something like
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, definitely tell them where you've stayed before, just so they kind of have an idea of what, the Omni is very nice, but just give them some ideas of what to work with, but you're looking to stay a little bit more budget friendly and they can certainly give you recommendations.
All righty. Thanks so much.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Have a great time.
All right, Laura from Kenosha on with us. Good morning. Welcome to the Fox World Travel Show, Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. My question is, we have an Alaskan cruise planned for August. Now, I learned that ships are not going to be allowed into Canada this year. So our ship was taking off in Vancouver. So does this mean now that all Alaskan cruises will be canceled for the year, or do you think possibly the ships will reroute? Can they reroute just within the U.S.? Do you know anything about that?
Sure. Let me ask you this. Who are you sailing with? Which cruise line?
We're dealing with Celebrity Cruises.
Okay, so as of right now, there are a couple cruise lines that have fully canceled all of their 2021 Alaska season, with the exception of their round-trip Seattle sailings. It's by law, if you are a cruise liner, a ship that you are registered internationally, which all of these large cruise ships are, you have to make a stop at least one at an international destination. So that's the problem that a lot of these cruise lines are facing. So a handful of them have already canceled. I'm not confident, truthfully, unfortunately, that any of these sailings will probably go. I know the round-trip Seattle ones there were holding off on because they were trying to convince the Canadian government to just make a technical stop in Canada, but not let anybody off for any boats that are larger than 100 passengers, which, again, most of them are going to be. So I would, at this point, if you have not received any sort of cancellation notice, I would just sit tight. I know Rose's favorite line is just to have patience and wait for the cruise line to contact you. Don't make any decisions beforehand. I would be expecting them to cancel. I truly would.
Okay. I'll do that. And I found it interesting, just before your show on the news, it announced that cruise ships will be doing Caribbean cruises and will require vaccination. So do you suppose that's the way it's going to go with all cruises now?
I would like to think that just because these are the first ones that are going out, they really just want to make sure that they're getting it right and that they don't have another outbreak on board and have to kind of repeat what was happening in 2020. So I would, again, my hope, my fingers crossed that they, the first, you know, handful that they have go out, the first couple of months maybe that they're sailing, they would make that a requirement once the
well, number. I would certainly feel more comfortable that way. But thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. And Celebrity will definitely give you some options if they do decide to cancel. They've been pretty good about giving you additional credit if you want to just rebook, giving you refunds if that's what you're looking for. So, yeah, sit tight. Wait to hear some more information from them. I would think it would be coming fairly soon.
Right, but Celebrity is not one of the ones you've heard of canceled yet, right?
The only ones that I know of for sure right now are Holland and Princess. But again, I'm confident the others will be coming shortly.
Okay, I won't take any more of your time, but thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Thanks for calling, Laura. Have a great weekend. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Andrea Pretorelli in for Rose Gray this morning. My name's Dayton Kane. We need to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
42 degrees on the way up to a high of 56 today before it gets cold and windy, so enjoy the outdoors if you can. That cold and wind going to remind us, though, that we want to get out of here, and that's where the Fox World Travel Show comes in for Rose Gray this morning. Andrea Pretorelli, manager of the Sheboygan office and Destination Weddings, and we do have a question here about Destination Weddings. By the way, 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Give us a call, 855-616-1620. What percent of guests invited to destination weddings actually show up?
That's a good question. It kind of depends on, I guess, how many. I invited everybody that I normally would have invited if I had a traditional wedding.
Really?
And I would say probably I had 62 people at my wedding. Ooh. So I had a pretty big amount. But I have a lot of travelers in my immediate group of friends and family. So I'm not by choice. Normally, I would say for us, 30% is usually what we see around. So depending on how, if you are inviting 100 people, I would say probably 30 mm-hmm. will actually go. That's kind of a good rough number. But again, it kind of depends if you have a lot of friends and family that are really itching to go away somewhere. They might reconsider this year compared to other years. Depending on how much advance notice you give them to save up might be a factor in that as well. I try and encourage our wedding couples to give as much advance notice as they possibly can to encourage their guests to start saving those pennies. But yeah, kind of depends. I would rough guess, I would just say 30 to 40%.
Great. On that note, let's touch on the 23rd again.
So we are having our very first live Q&A webinar. We're calling it Destination Love. Donna Crump, who is one of our destination wedding specialists, will be hosting it along with three of our most recent destination wedding couples. And we'll just be going over some tips and tricks, things that they learned along the way, things they might have wished that they knew before, you know, planning the destination wedding. Donna will be giving some questions just, again, to get some really good insight on those who have just recently done it and have come back and traveled during a pandemic. So we kind of get to hear firsthand what they've experienced.
Great. Jeff from Fox Point, by the way, thanks for that last question. 855-616-1620 is the number to call in. Dave from Sturgeon Bay wants to know about Napa Valley. What are the coven restrictions? No witches. I think you meant COVID. I think that's a typo.
Probably COVID.
What are the COVID restrictions, tour recommendations, and things to maybe avoid in Napa Valley?
So my first recommendation would actually be to go to Napa Valley's tourist website, which would be visitnapavalley.com. They have a coronavirus updates page right on there that will give you some really good information. From what I can tell, from what I've heard, pretty much all, you know, major towns, hotels, wineries, restaurants are open and are welcoming guests, obviously using COVID protocol, social distancing, deep cleaning, wearing of the masks. If you have an area or a specific hotel or activity that you are already interested in, you can actually go to, they have a current travel information and open businesses section of that website as well. So you can see specifically what is open, what might not be. Again, that was visitnapavalley.com. Once you're comfortable moving forward, again, you can certainly give any one of our travel specialists a call. They can help you with the accommodations, with the transportation, getting you over there, and there are some cool activities that we could always add on ahead of time as well.
855-616-1620. Coming up after the break, we are going to talk Europe trips. Somebody on the line wants to know about those. It is the Fox World Travel Show with Andrea Pretorelli this
for
week.
Today, at least.
For today. Rose Gray is freezing in Phoenix. Sorry, if Rose, if you're listening, to hear that it's so cold there. It's going to be lovely here.
It might be a little lovely here. Sun was shining on my way here.
This is WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane in for Rose this week. Andrea from Sheboygan, Fox World Travel, and the manager of Destination Weddings as well. We do have a question from the 414 here. It says, when will the 2022 Europe group vacation list come out? Looking for Spain and south of France with Gigi Bermage?
Yes. So obviously you are a Fox groupie, as we like to call them, if you know Gigi. She is one of the tour directors with one of our preferred tour companies, Insight Vacations. A lot of our escorted group vacations that we offer at Fox, where we have a Fox tour manager go along, are with Insight Vacations. Gigi is definitely a fan favorite. You have great timing, actually. I would say in the next few weeks, be on the lookout for a few more of those 2022s. I got a sneak peek into some of those this past week, and I'm really excited. We're bringing back a couple destinations that we haven't done for the last few years, a couple of those favorites that we do every year just because they are continuing to be so popular. So very, very, very soon. Our group department is working very, very hard to get the best pricing, availability, and get those up on the website for you. And whether it's me, whether it's Rose, we will definitely be sharing that news just as soon as those are launched.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Going over to Waukesha, Bonnie's on the phone. What's your question, Bonnie?
Yes, I'm scheduled to go to Spain on April 23rd. This is the third time I've rescheduled that flight in the last year. And I was wondering if there's still a possibility I might make that flight, or how soon should I consider changing that flight?
We're seeing less and less of the airlines canceling or having major schedule changes, because you can still go to a lot of these destinations. So they are still offering flights. The tricky part is what will be required of you once you actually get there. Truthfully, I'm not really feeling good about Europe, Mediterranean, till probably late summer, early fall. So again, are there flights available to go to some of these countries? Of course. My husband and I were actually supposed to be going to the UK in May. And as of right now, that flight is still operating. We can still go. But we would have to quarantine for 14 days when we got there. Our entire trip wasn't even going to be 14 days, so we certainly weren't going to do that. So I would definitely keep an eye on the State Department's website, which is travel.state.gov. I'm on there numerous times a day, checking any sort of travel restrictions, country-specific information. So I would keep watch. Again, I'm really not thinking that we'll see a lot of European, Mediterranean, African travel opening up for a few months at this point.
What time do you think I should wait till, like, when should I make that final decision? Like, how many weeks out should I? Should I, like, wait till the end of March? Or
I probably would. Yeah, that is what I did for a handful of my canceled trips as well. I kind of gave myself a deadline of when I was going to kind of have my make or break decision. As if you're on your third rebook, you probably are well aware most airlines are allowing you to make changes, cancellations, and not charging those really high penalties that they did pre-COVID. So if there are other dates that you already have in mind, you could certainly just make the change right now. Otherwise, you could cancel, wait to see how things go, and then use those funds to purchase something else when you're ready to do that. But I would say probably end of May is when my make or break decision would be, if it were me.
Yeah, I'm leaving in April, so I have to really decide by end of March.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I just
absolutely.
Have one quick other question.
Sure.
Because I'm on Medicare, I've heard that you should really have insurance, extra insurance.
Yes.
To go to, right? Do you recommend any insurance company that I should go through?
Sure. So, yeah, you're right. Medicare typically does not cover you when you're traveling internationally. So my recommendation would be TravelGuard. We use them. They're a third party. They're actually out of Stevens Point, and we use them a lot. And they will have a lot of built-in medical coverage that will be your primary medical if yours does not cover you in different increments. But in most cases, you can get about $50,000 to $100,000. There's a whole bunch of other coverage in there as well. Emergency evac if you needed it, baggage coverage, all sorts of things like that. So if you want help with that, again, you could certainly give one of our specialists a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO. TravelGuard is their website as well. You can go there, kind of just get a quote, put some basic information in, and purchase a policy online as well.
Okay, great. That's what I needed.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Bonnie. Steve from Milwaukee on the line with us this morning. What's your question, Steve?
Hi, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Taking my call. Hi. I'm looking for suggestions to fly my elderly father out to visit my sister in California. We've been talking about this. He's very early stage Alzheimer's, and he still does drive. He's just as very forgetful. He's very wary of flying. The trip to Monterey from Milwaukee, there's always a stop in either Denver or Phoenix, and he complains about a really long walk to the next gate. I'm just looking for suggestions on, are there services offered for helping elderly people fly, and, you know, rather than having her come out and then take him back?
I know, obviously, like traveling as a minor, they offer services. Offhand, I'm not aware of anywhere they offer something like that. Typically, I mean, I've been on flights before where I've seen someone that was wheelchair bound or was blind or, you know, had some sort of, physical disability as well, where they really, really did a lot of hand holding with them. The flight attendants made sure that they were in the bulkhead seat and were able to be right there with them and check on them and kind of help them along the way. And with any major airline out there as well, you can always, when making that reservation, you can put in wheelchair request or, you know, somebody to pick them up right from the gate and take them over so he doesn't have to walk if it is a long, you know, distance from one terminal to another. They can, you know, have some sort of cart or wheelchair access that you can always put in on those. Some of them not super reliable. Sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. Oh. But in most cases, again, if you had that notated when you made the reservation, those flight attendants would be really attentive and call when they land to make sure that somebody was waiting for him as well too.
So that would just really just see to if it could be set up with the airline when making the booking.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would. And what I would do too, instead of, I know it's really easy to just to go on to delta.com or united.com, but sometimes to put those special requests in there can get a little tricky. So again, you could certainly give one of our reservationists a call. They could help put that information in there for you. Or I would probably call the airline directly just to make sure that the person you're talking to really can, you know, make those notes and get you the extra, you know, assistance that he will need for that as well. Because I know it's not always fun to have to fly out by yourself, pick him up, go by, you know, bring it back. It gets expensive to do that. So.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Bonnie.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, all right. Steve. Have a great day. We are going to take a break here, and we have about 10 minutes left. It is the fastest show on the radio, so we're going to be back with Andrea Pretorelli from Fox World Travel. Get your calls in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane in for Rose Gray this morning. Andrea Pretorelli, the manager of the Sheboygan Fox World Travel Office and Destination Weddings. We have about 6 minutes left, Andrea, and about three questions to get through. So let's get to
the text line.
A friend and I are going to Punta Cana on Holy Saturday next month. We'd like to find a church for Easter Sunday near the Majestic Elegance Resort.
So I actually believe there are a couple different churches, chapels that are in that area. One thing to be cautious of, I don't know where this person is calling from, but most services are going to be offered in Spanish. So I don't know if you'd get much out of that if you don't speak Spanish. My recommendation would be to, once you get to the hotel and check in, to reach out to one of their concierge team. If you have butler service, if you're in one of those room categories, ask them, and they can actually help set up transportation for you, give you some local recommendations, and then help get you there if that is something that you are still interested in.
Okay. Next, we are flying Southwest to Cancun at the end of this month. Are there any forms that we should fill out ahead of time? If so, where can we find them?
So right now, to fly to Cancun, there is a health questionnaire form that needs to be completed. You can do it 12 hours prior to check-in online if you want. It can get a little tricky, and I don't know that Southwest will allow you to do it, actually, because you have to put your exact seat assignment in when you do that. It's kind of a tracing form. Obviously, if you end up having COVID, they can go back, see who was seated around you. With Southwest, you don't get a seat assignment until you actually get to the airport. So if you cannot fill that out online ahead of time, they will have a lot of forms available when you check in. You can fill it out while you're waiting for your flight or on your flight. And then when you get to Mexico, they will ask to see that form as you're going through the customs and immigration process. So I probably wouldn't worry about doing it online ahead of time. Again, they'll have them readily available for you when you check in at the airport.
Okay. Finally, Taylor from River Hills wants to know how soon they'll be able to go to China without a 2 to 3 week quarantine. And will vaccinations make a difference?
I would like to think that moving forward, vaccinations will probably make a difference. Your guess is probably as good as mine as to when that quarantine restriction will end. Most destinations that have quarantine restrictions or have some sort of negative COVID test requirement to get in are only making those requirements for short periods of time. Obviously, they don't want to push it out farther than they need to. So a lot of them right now, we're seeing like this is the current protocol through the end of April or through the end of March. And then as we get a little closer, they'll push it out again. They'll push it out again. I think it will probably be a while yet before we see those quarantine restrictions ending in China. I think it will be a bit yet.
Yeah. Okay. We have a couple minutes left. What do we still need to hit?
So something really exciting that a lot of this listeners in this area will probably appreciate, especially because we talked about this earlier in the show about those Milwaukee charters being released. Typically, the Chicago, the Milwaukee charters for the following year are released in June or July. We just found out yesterday that the 2022 Chicago charters are actually going to be released Thursday of this coming week. So again, that's a huge deal for those of you that like flying nonstop to some of those tropical destinations, fun and sun destinations, Mexico, handful of destinations throughout Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Huatulco, some of those other cooler spots that they don't always necessarily can easily get to on a nonstop flight. Those the entire year for 2022 will be released on Thursday. So again, for those of you that weren't able to travel in 2020 or 2021, there's going to be a lot of pent up demand, especially for January, February, and March travel. So definitely there's going to be a race for space, as we're calling it. So look for those. We'll definitely have it all over our website, foxworldtravel.com. We'll be talking about it next week as well when I have more details about what those schedules actually look like. But if again, warm weather, something in 2022 is on the horizon for you, now is the time to start kind of thinking about that, because I do think there's going to be limited availability just because of all that pent up demand.
That is Andrea Pretorelli in for Rose Gray. You'll be here next week, too,
I
right?
will, yes. Rose is taking a slightly longer vacation than normal. Hopefully it warms up for her in Phoenix. And then when she's back, she can give us some Brewers updates. She's going to a Brewers game tomorrow and golfing on Monday. So she'll have some good stuff for us.
What a life. What a life.
It's fun to be a travel agent.
Of course, your phone lines are already open at 866-GO-FOX-GO. So if anybody is interested, they can call and find out more information. But that wraps up the show for today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Danny Clayton and the crew with Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk after we get an update with Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.